Okay, Rabosa, I hope all is good. It's a very exciting day because today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Tes, the last daf from the Masechta Sota. As you probably have peeked, it's not a cheapie, like some of the other Masechtas that we have finished, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, it is the last day, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll start getting. We are here at Mem Ches Amud Beis at the bottom, four lines up from the two dots, Pasku Ish Emuna Emana. Right, that people did not have any emuna and bitachon. That was the last that they ended up leaving. We're going to have a lot of things about, you know, these things that ended when either tzaddikim died or the Sanhedrin was butel or Beis Hamikdash, etc. Right, not a little bit of a somber last daf, but okay. Right, let's see what it says. So the Gemara says the Mishnah had said upasku anshe emuna. Amar, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak elu bnei adam shehin mamidim akash baruch hu. People have emuna bitachon in akash baruch hu. Rashi says over here they spend money on mitzvos, right? They don't worry about it so much, right? They don't worry about their parnasa, right? Feel like Rashi, right? Levasim Ramonim Lanoi had hider mitzvah, right? Ul tzedaka, ul tzas shabbos, yom tovim, right? People who spend the money on mitzvos, they have money b'tachon, kosh baruch will take care of them. Right? It's become very popular nowadays with Melech Biraman, with you know, Bera Parsha and all this type of stuff. A lot of talking about rebuilding the emuna. Okay. So anyways, the Tanya, as we learn, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer Kol Mi Sheish Lo Pas Basalo Omer Ma Ochal Amachar Eino Ela Miktani Emuna. If a person has bread, right, bread in his basket, right, Pas Basalo, he has enough bread, and then he says, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" Right, that's a person who doesn't have Emuna B'Tachon. Right, that's not appropriate for Emuna B'Tachon. Which Baruch Hu is going to take care of us? If I had done Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, "My Dechir wasn't mean." The pasuk says, "Kimi Vaz Leyom Kitanos." Mi Goran Latzadikem She Vaz Be Shulchan Lasid Lava. Right, who causes the tzaddikim to lose what they have at their table, meaning lose their schar, right? For nolam haba, so that's ketanos shahayabahin, right? It's the katnos, or probably more accurately, the katnos, right? Shaloi aminu b'kosh baruch hu, right? If you don't have appropriate emunah b'tachon b'kosh baruch hu, so they would have had more reward, right, in the next world, in Olam Haba. Rava Amar Rava says, Elu Kitana, says actually a little different. I mean, not exactly. I mean, that seems to imply that we're talking about tzaddikim, right, who don't have full emunah b'tachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rava says, no, a little different. Elu Kitana b'nei Rishai Yisrael. Meaning, when we say about the Kitanos, not the Bali Muna, but when it says, Kimi Baz Leom Kitanos, that means, that's referring to the Kitanos of the Rishayim. Of Bnei Yisrael, as she says, Shemesu Kishen Kitana, meaning that little kids who die Rechman al Islam when they're young, as a punishment for their parents' actions, Shemavazin Dinavim Lasi Lavo, that they rip up, they tear up, right, their the din, right, for the Rishayim, their parents, right, as Rashi says, Korin Dinavim Kishabayin Ladunam. Omrim Lefanav, right, again, because they say Omrim Lefanav, if you look in the Gemara, right, the children will say when they're in Shemayim, Baruch Olam Me'achasha Ta'asi Liparim Mehem, right, Lama Hekesa Shinehem Bam, right, if you're going to end up punishing my parents in the future, not my parents, but the Chas Shalom, but the kids, these little kids, their sons of Rishayim say, if you're going to end up, right, punishing them in the future, why did you punish them in this world? So then that eventually, right, gets the Rishayim out of punishment in Olam Haba. Okay, I'm Rabbi Eloi Bar Brachia, and we're going to have a bunch of these. Right, he's going to say Rabbi Eloi Ben Yevrach. How do you pronounce that? Yevrachia. Okay. Ilamali Tzvilas Shal David. How you call Yisrael Mochrei Ravov? If David and not Davin, all Bnei Yisrael would have been selling their stains. I mean, they would have had so much stains that that's what they would have to sell. Right, just the stains on their clothing. Obviously, that's not a. You know, in their clothing that is stained, right? Obviously, that's not good merch for them to sell. Shnei Amar Shisa Hashem Mor Lahem, right? Of course, David HaMelech, right, kind of davened, right, to take care of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should take care of the Jews. Amar Rabbi Eloi ben Bar Yevarechia, Himolit Filosa Shal Chabakuk, Hayu Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Mitkasim Batalas Achas. Right? If it wasn't for Chabakuk's tefillah, right, they would be, Bnei Yisrael would have been so poor that two Talmidei Chachamim, right, would we have to, you know, use one coat and learn Torah or one talis. Shnei was about to say, Hashem Shamati Shemachay Reisi Hashem Palacha Bekerev probably Shanim Chayeyu. Right, Altigur Kerev Shanim Ella right Bekerev Shnayim. I mean, you would have said Bekerev Shnayim. Right, you would have, without this tefillah, you would have had two. Right, I'll be Talmid Chachamim, I'm wearing one talus. Vam Rabbi Eloi ben Yevrachio. Shnei Talmid Chachamim, Mahalchim Baderech, Ve'in Beinim Divrei Torah, Re'uyin Lisarif Ba'ish. If two Talmid Chachamim are traveling, but they're not talking in Torah, so they should be burnt. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Vayhi Yehi Maholuchim Haloch V'diber, V'inei Rechav Eish, right? That's by Elio and Elisha, right? They were walking, and there was this chariot of fire, right? Took away Elio. Hanavi to Shammai. Right, so the Gemara says Taima, the reason, right, meaning the reason that they survived, right, the Gadibor, because they were talking, right, so what are they talking about? They're not talking about the Metz game, they're talking about in Torah. Right, Halakha Dibor, so the reason you saw it, but if there hadn't been, then the fire, right, the chariot from the fire would not have carried Eliyahu and let him survive, would have probably, you know, plowed them over or something. I don't know. Ram Rabbi Eloi ben Yerachia. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hadorim Bi'ir Achas Ve'Nochen Zeva Zeba Alocha. You have two Talmid Chachamim who live in one city, but they're not good to each other, right? They're not, they don't figure out how to shtim in halacha, right? And they don't, you know, talk in Torah, etc. They don't collaborate. So Echa Meizach Gola, one dies when the other one gets kicked out. Shemar is what says, "Let no Shemar Rotzeach Hashem Yitzchakas Reihu Bivlidas." Right? It's posited by your mikvah, right? Again, because the posuk says, "Ve'in Das El Torah." I mean, the posuk has Bivlidas. Right? There's no Das, so then right, your mikvah with Golos and then an exile. And murder, and the person ends up dead. Shneimar as opposed to says Nidmu Aminu Bli Hadas. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Berei De Rabbi Chia. Kol Talmid Chacham Osik B'Torah Mitoch Hadchak Tefilas and Nishmas. A person that studied in Torah, even though they're having a tough time financially or there's some stresses in his life, so then his tefillah, right, is hurt. Shneimar as opposed to says Ki Am B'Tzion Yeshev B'Yerushalayim. Right, Bachu Lo Sivke Chanon Yichanecha. Lakolza akecha kishemato anach. So Bezrein says right after that, I'm asking lachem Hashem lachem aitzar umayim lachatz. I mean, they're talking about the people who are living in Yerushalayim. Right, people living in Yerushalayim, they don't have to cry. Right, the Tanakh Chachamim who are in the base medrash, they're not crying about it. Right, they're sitting and learning. Hashem answers the tefillah and gives food and water. Okay, Rabbi Yavo says masbiyin also miziv shchina. Not only that, but the Talmud Chacham won't need water and mayim, right? That's the same thing. Water and bread. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It was on our Sinai 40 days, 40 nights, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained him. He didn't need water. Lo lechem lo chalti, mayim lo shasisi, right? Moshe says, right? It's sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei was buzzed, said, v'yoy necha ro'osis morecha. You will see the teacher, meaning the teacher was right with a capital T. Right? Rabbi Acha Baruch Nino Amar af ein hapargud in him b'fonav. Even the pargud, which is the curtain between this world and next world, or in front of the, you know, maybe the case of Kabod, exactly. I'm not sure exactly where it is. But even that doesn't, I mean, that kind of like, when we say that the phrase in the Gemara often is like, the tefillos go beyond the pargud. So even the pargud won't stop his tefillos. Shinamar v'lo yikanef od morecha, you won't, morecha, your Rebbe won't, yikanef, with a knaf, right, with a cloak, right, with a corner of a beged, right, won't kind of hide behind cloth. Okay, fine. Again, we had the right in the Mishnah. We said about all these things happened when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Right, even every day it was worse. Right? Every day, just life got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Remember, as the pasuk says, "Bavoker tomorrow meeting erev, erev tomorrow meeting boker." That's in the Tokacha. Right, in the morning you'll say when it will be nightfall, and in the nightfall we'll say, "Oh, I wish it was morning." And the Gemara says, "Hey, boker, what do you mean? Which boker? Which morning are we talking about? When you say it's a night, you say you wish it was morning." Ealing with Boker the Bill of Machar, if you're saying it's tomorrow, you guys wishing for tomorrow's sunrise, to be Adam I have it. How do you know what's coming tomorrow? Well, maybe it'll be worse. I say, Allah, no, it must be the Chalif. It must be that the morning that passed, I mean, that was already. Meaning, in the morning, you're going to wish for night, and in the night, you're going to be like, oh, I wish it was morning, because at night, it'll be so much worse than morning. Velo, I, but then, Alma, Amai, Ka, Kiyim, I. So then, how does the world keep on going? If it keeps on going worse and worse and worse, right, eventually, we're all just going to, you know, I guess just turn into a puff of smoke and disappear. Our kedusha de sidra v'hayeh shmei rabba. That I got it fascinating here. Kedusha de sidra, which is kedusha, which we say kadosh kadosh kadosh, right? That and hayeh shmei rabba, obviously, right? We have the Gemara says several times about the koach of the hayeh shmei rabba, right? That's well known, right? To have proper kavanah, again, you know, a person can the mochel call a vodosov, etc. Okay, fine. Either way, Shneimar's pasuk says, "Eretz afsa kamo ofel tamavetz lo sadarim, rahayish darim tofia me ofel." Meaning, if they say there, meaning these two types of things are called sadarim, right? The kedusha is on sadarim. So then, tofia me ofel, right? Then the world is there in the darkness. Vloyer Tal of Racha, Nital Tama Peros, right? All these things happen. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Tara, when Bitla Tam Vareach, right? When there was no more Tara in the world, when there's no more, you know, purity as we know it, so then there was no flavor, right? The flavor was gone. And Meiser, when we stopped giving Meisro, so then Bitla Shuman Dugan, right? The grains got much less fat, was much less delicious. Ravuna Ashkach Tomrasa Dechinanusa, Ravuna found that, so this is beautiful, delicious date, Chakla Krache Besudre, and he took it in his cloth and he kind of in his napkin, kind of, you know, to save it for later. And Asar Abba Bray, right, his son came, and Amar Leis, he said to him, Marchina Recha Dechinanuse. He smelled it, meaning his son was able to smell. Right, I guess this date, right, because apparently it had a, you know, beautiful smell. Amar Leis, he said, dates don't really smell nowadays. So that's just your first hint that it was a little bit out of the ordinary. So Amar Leis said to him, Bini, Tari Yishbacha, you're pretty tahor, you're able to sense, right, this beautiful fruit. And Yavan Yalin gave it to him. So the Hachi, right after that, right, Asa Abba Berei, so then Abba, the son of Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, showed up, meaning Rav Huna's grandson showed up. And Shlokha Yavle Mihali, and Rabba, sure enough, turned around and gave it to his kid, to Rav Huna's grandson. So Amar Leis, so Rav Huna said, Ach, b'ni simachta es libi, v'keza shinai. Right, you made me happy, but then you punched me in the teeth. I mean, I was happy about your Tara, but then you gave away my gift. So, Haidu Demi Ishi, this is what people say, and this is, you know, obviously true. Rachme da Abba Abni, father loves his son, and then Rachme b'ni Abni, and then the son loves his son. Right, the Havulei that he has, meaning, which makes sense, because, right, a father loves a son, and then, what are we saying? A father loves a son, right? Again, it's not that, again, yes, that we're comparing a father loves a son, and then his son loves his son, but really, all we're saying is that the father, you know, loves the son more than the son loves the father, and that's, you know, and that's, in terms of children, that's always true, and that's what Rav Dessler writes, that his one of his proofs that giving creates love. Rav Dessler has a whole discourse on the fact that love does not create giving, right? You don't give to someone because you love them. You love someone because you give to them. And again, it's a little counterintuitive, or not for now. But one of his proofs is that parents love their children much more than children love their parents, because, you know, obviously children do love their parents, but you can't even compare the love that a parent has for a child to the love that a child has for a parent, because the parent has given so much to the child even before they're born, and obviously certainly through its life through the child's life. That you can't even compare the two. Okay, fine, but that's what people say. But Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Italfel Bey Barav Yaakov Bar Barte. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov raised Rav Yaakov, which is his grandson, through his daughter. Like he got on when he got older. Amarle, he said to him, Ashkein Maya, he said, bring me some water. Amarle, he said to him, a little bit odd. Lav Brichana, I'm not your son. This is Rashi says, I'm not chayiv in kibud avayim. That's all discussion in poskim, by the way. If you have grandparents, if grandkids are chayiv in kibud avayim to grandparents, that's a whole discussion. Or a mos says, maybe. Okay, either way. And chayiv dami inshi, this is what people say. Rabbi, I don't know what it means, Rabbi, probably Reve or something. Revi, I don't know. Revi, bar bartach, ana. Lift up. Right? But the person will say, I'm the son of your daughter, meaning I'm not your son, I'm my mother's son, etc., etc. Okay, fine. Last Mishnah in the Masechta. Papulmos shel Aspasianus. Right, during Aspasianus is what, if you've ever read the English kind of summary of the kind of the Roman destruction of Yerushalayim, right, Josephus, etc., Aspasianus is Vespasian. So basically, Papulmos, during his battle, during his war against the coming to capture Eretz Yisrael, coming to capture Yerushalayim, the Gozru Alataros Chasanim. So the Chachanim say, I mean, again, a lot of these things were done as a result because they were done in the Beis Hamikdash, when we're in siege, we're in times of war, in times of battle. Right? Just like there's a Tashmish from the times of famine, so too, when things were bad, right, we didn't rejoice as we normally do. So at that time, right, things were bad, so the Chazal, or Gozru Alataros Chasanim, that was basically the crowns of the chasanim, right? They wouldn't the chasan. What? How do you translate chasan? Is escaping me. All right. Anyway, the chasan wouldn't wear some sort of crown. Vala irus. I'll have to explain what that is. It was the Gemara will talk about some sort of music. But Pumos shel Titus, when Titus, right? Obviously, Titus went to destroy the Beis Hamikdash in his war. So Gazru alatoros kalos. That was already now the brides didn't wear these crowns. Veshalo yilame yilmad Adam is Bino Yuvanis. You shouldn't teach him Greek. You'll see that's based on a story. But Pumos Akron, in the last one, meaning the last battle, right, that actually did destroy the temple, right, that was also, by the way, Titus. Okay. So, Gozru Shalot Hete Akala Ba'apirion B'soch HaYir, the brides would not go out, right, and literally, Apirion is like we see on Shir Shirim, right, like a canopy, right, a bridal canopy, that was carried through the streets, right, that wasn't done. And but then they reinstated it afterwards because it was covered for the bride, and it was tzinius because they had these it was covered on both sides. It was covered for the bride and covered on all sides. Okay. Mishameiz Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, so Butler Moshe Mashalim, the people who gave Mashalim, right, that was, he was the last of the great Mashalim. Mishameiz Ben Azai, when Ben Azai died, Butler HaShakudonim, right, the people who would sit and learn and plow through, right, to the Beis Medrash all day and all night. Mishameiz Ben Zoma, when Ben Zoma died, Butler HaDarshanim, the Darshanim passed away, right, there were no more. Mishameiz Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva died, Butler covered the Torah. When Rabbi Kiva died, there was no more covered the Torah. And he added great glory to the Torah when he, you know, all his drushes and stuff. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Batlu Anshe Maisa. The people of Maisim were no longer, of great Maisim were no longer. Mishameis Rabbi Yossi Katonta, when the lower Rabbi Yossi died, so Pasu Chasidim, the Chasidim died. Valama Nekar Shmo Katonta, why was he called that? Shai Katonta Shai Chasidim, he was the least of all the Chasidim, right? But he was the last one, right? He was the last Chasid. We don't say Chasid with like payas, we mean like Chasid in terms of like Mitzvahs Sharam Chasidus, like being Yosher and from. Okay, Mishameis Rabbi Yochai Ben Zakkai Batal Ziv HaChachma, right? The glory of Chachma died. Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken Rabbi Gamliel died. Batal Kavod HaTorah, right? The Kavod HaTorah died. The Gemara says elsewhere that I think Megillah that basically the people used to learn Torah standing, but after Rabbi Gamliel died, right, they weren't able to do that, and they learned Torah sitting. Umeis Tara and Precious, and also Tara also died in Precious. People who would avoid, too much extra physical pleasure. He was the last of those. Mishameis Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi. So Butla Ziv Akuna, by the glory of the Kohanim, died. And Mishameis Rabbi, when Rabbi died, so Butla Lanava Yiras Chait, right? Humility, right? Humility and fear of sin, right? That was the last. That was the last. Ironically enough, Rabbi himself wrote the Mishnah, so it makes sense that he probably didn't write this line about himself, right? It wasn't like Kosh Baruch who told Moshe Rabbeinu to write that he was anof mikol adam. My Rebbe probably pashas is the Rebbe did not put this in. Okay, either way, probably. Right, and then you have a little parenthesis over here, but the Gemara probably starts on Amud Beis, so we're just going to go right to here. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, Mishachar beis hamikdash boshu chaverim b'nechorin, the chaverim and b'nechorin were all embarrassed. The chofu roshan, they cover their heads, and they did a little anshe maisa, and there were no more maisha, the anshe maisa were poor, the govru bali zro, bali lashon, and strong people, and slick-tongued people, right? Bali lashon people who would say lashon hara, right, were stronger, vein doresh, vein mevakesh, vein shoel, right, and there's nobody who's seeking, and looking, and asking, you know, no one was striving for Yiddishkeit, and perhaps there was nobody who could give them those answers. Right? So the only person, the only thing we could rely on was on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Elazar Gadol, Omer, Rabbi Elazar Gadol says, Meom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Sharu Chakimoi, Lemehavi Kisifraya. So everybody basically, as we'll see in a second, everybody basically got knocked down a peg. The Chachmaya, the Chachamim, like got knocked down Kisifraya, and they ended up teaching in Beit Sefer, meaning that like the Rebbes and Yeshivas ended up being elementary school teachers. The Safrai and the elementary school teachers, Kechazone, they were ended up like the Gabayim. The Chazone, not that there's anything wrong with teaching elementary school or being a Gabay, but obviously, you know, in the hierarchy of things. Okay, either way, I just want to be clear about that. Right, so the what do you say, the elementary school teachers ended up with the Gabayim. The Gabayim ended up like an Amaretz, like an Amadara, the Amadara and the Amaratzim, right? Azla, Vidaldala. Right, things got worse for them. Vein shol, vein mevakesh, al mishli yishayin, al avishim hashemayim. Right, the only thing we could rely on was a kodesh baruch hu. Be'ikvus mishicha. Now, this is a fascinating mishnah, very very fascinating mishnah, because a lot of this stuff is going to sound very very familiar. Ikvaz of the Mashiach means that the Ikev of Mashiach, I mean, it literally means the heel of Mashiach, but meaning the time period right before Mashiach comes, right, you have all these types of things, and honestly, they sound really, really familiar. Ikvaz of the Mashiach, chutzpah yiske, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah. For Yoker Yamir, things will be very expensive. Right, I geffen, titi imperia, v'yayin v'yoker, there'll be a lot of wine, right, all over the place. U'malchus tehafeich, right, the government will be apikorsim. To have a claminos, right? And there's nobody to say anything against them, right? There's no tocha, you can't give anybody any tocha for that. Beis Vad, yeah, there's nos, right? The Beis Vad, the place where the Chachamim used to meet, right? That will end up being for immorality. Vagalil, Yecharev, right? The Galil, right, will be destroyed. Vagavlan, which is in the south, right? Yishom will also be destroyed. Ashea Gvul, Yisovu, Meir Leir. People will live in the borders and they'll walk from city to city. V'lo Yecharenu, they won't have any chain, they won't have any, no one will have mercy on them. Vachachmo Sofrim, Tisarach. And the chachma of the sofrim, meaning of the Talmid Chachamim, right? Well, Tisrach will be embarrassed, right? People won't, no one will respect the Talmid Chachamim. V'yerechet yimasu, and people who are yerechet, people who are afraid of sin, they will be hated. V'emes tehe nederes, and there will be no truth, right? Truth will be gone. And that's what's going to be happening. Ne'arim pnei zekenim yalbinu, right? The young will, be chutzpah to the elders. Zekenim, the old people, Yamdu Mifnei Ketanim, will have to stand for the youngers, right? Meaning that the whole honor system will be reversed, right? The young people will demand that the old people stand for them, and they'll be chutzpah to them. Ben Menaval Av, that's where we are, right? Yeah. Ben Menaval Av, the son will be, will embarrass the father, will yell and make fun of the father. Bas Kama Be'ima. Bas kama beima, a mother will go against her. A daughter will go against her mother. Kala b'chamosa, a daughter-in-law will go against her mother-in-law. Oive ish anshe beso, and the people will have enemies within their own home. Pnei hador kipnei kelev, right? The face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. Meaning they'll have a lot of chutzpah, stuff like that, right? Or they won't have they won't have any rachmanis on people. Haben inu mizbayish me'aviv. And the son won't be embarrassed, right, to do anything in the face of his father. Right, again, Yosef, Chazal say that when Yosef saw Dimus Tuyukno Shal Aviv, when he was threatened by Potiphar's wife, so he saw his father's face and he was able to refrain from sin. So here that won't be Shayach, right? The son won't be embarrassed to do anything, right, in front of his father. The only thing we can do is just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, says Gemara. Hamarat. Lo shanu ella shel melech v'gafris. Right, that's only, again, we're talking about the things that the grooms and the brides, that's the word, the chas and the kala won't wear on their heads. Right, so what are we talking about? That's melech v'gafris. That's salt and sulfur, which is obviously not actual salt and sulfur, but it means the rock forms, meaning solid crowns made out of those types of material. But aval shel hadas shel vered mutter. But if it was just like flowers and stuff, so that was fine. But Ushmul, Amr Shmuel says no. Av shel hadas shel vered aser. That even that stuff is that was aser. Shel kanim shel chelas. But if you had like reeds, so that's mutter. That would be okay. That's already much more mourning, mourning, right, type. V'levi, Amr Levi says no. Av shel kanim chelas aser. Even that was aser. V'chein tani Levi b'masnizei. Right. Av shel kanim chelas aser. I mean, he talked that. He thought that even that point, that even any crown was aser. Valah Irus, what was that? My Irus, what did they aser that this Irus thing? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavla Dechad Puma. It was a bell with a clapper, meaning that it would ring, right, one of these bells they would use at chasnas. Rabba Bar Ravuna Avad Le Lebre Tanbura. It made him probably a tambourine, some sort of tambourine, rather than a tambura, right, some sort of drum, some sort of bongo. To use, right, at his chasana, that's asavua, and when his father came, tavri, he came in and broke it. So Amalei said to him, michlof betavla dechad puma, zil avid le'apuma dechatzba, right, o apuma dekviza. Meaning he said that's also that's too close to the bell. Go make some sort of other type of bongo, or use some sort of kli from the kitchen or whatever, and make yourself a drum, but nothing that would be close enough to the bell that they answered. Okay, fine. But Puma Shaltitos Gazru Alataros Kalos, my Alataros Kalos, what is that? Zama Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, Ir Shalzov. Right, if you remember, we had that from Sefer Shabbos. So is a woman allowed to go out into the public the public thoroughfare wearing Ir Shalzov, right, one of these kind of like golden city adornments on their head, right, above their forehead? Right, it's a tiny Nami Hafi Gosselin, the Bresse, Aser Alataros Kalos, Ir Shalzov, that's what it is. Aval Oso Osar Kipa Shomelas. But you can have some sort of woolen hat, right? That's fine. That's enough of a, you know, a difference, and it's not actually like a crown type thing. Tanimul in the Reza, Afal Chupas Chasanim Gazru. Right? They even said you couldn't have the Chasan, couldn't have his own chupa. My Chupas Chasanim. What does that mean? What do you mean? So that's Zahoris Hamuz Havis. Right? There's these types of gold and red types of cloth, right? That would kind of they would put over the groom, the chasan, when he would go back from a chasna. Tanya Mehachi also learned the brisa. Elohim chupas chasanim. Zehoros muzhavos. Right, this red and this gold types of cloth. Aval osin papyrus, but they can make some sort of lattice work with like reeds and stuff. Vatola ba kol mashiirta, and you can hang on it all this type of whatever you want. Right, you can hang it on that. Right, there's no issue. Okay. Obviously, this is all within the social fabrics at the time, that this was more, you know, an elaborate than this, and they wanted to, you know, kind of keep the celebrations to a minimum, etc., etc. Okay. Shalom Yomad Bno. Yavani shouldn't teach your son Greek. Tanur Rabbanan will end in our bais. Kishetzaru Malchay Beshchosh Ronayim Zel Zeh. Again, with the unfortunate, right, end of the Hanukkah story is that the Chashmonaim, right, ended up taking the kingship for themselves, and things did not go for them so well. Right, they started fighting amongst each other, etc. And at that point, Hayahurkunus Bachutz, Aristobulus Bifnim. So Hurkunus was outside Yerushalayim, Aristobulus was inside Yerushalayim. That's as Rashi says over here, that Aristobulus was the king of Yerushalayim, and Hurkunus was with the Romans. Okay, and I think there's another Gemara that says the reverse, but okay, I'm not sure. Either way, b'chol yom v'yom, ahu mishalshin dinarim b'kupa, and umal lehem tamidim. And every single day, right, they would kind of like, you know, if you've ever seen or read the Lorax, right, they would drop out some coins, right, in the thing, and they would, you know, kind of wheel it up, right, because they had some sort of like bowl that they would, or some sort of basket, they would drop money over the wall, and then they would send back the sheep for the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's some guy within inside Yerushalayim, right? That knew Yevanis, they knew Greek and the chachma and the kind of the logic of, you know, how to talk to them. So lazlam chachos be Yevanis. So he spoke to them. He spoke to the Greeks and the Amalam, and he said, "Calls manchoskim, but avulda einim sar biyedchem." He said, "Oh, by the way, right? You guys are messing yourselves over, right? Because as long as, you know, as long as they you keep on letting them have korbanos, right, you're not going to be able to defeat them." So Lamachar, the next day, Shoshalav Dinarim Bekupa V'Helulam Chazir. So sure enough, right, the Greeks got smart, they didn't send back a sheep, but they sent back a pig. And Kevin Shegim the Chatzei Choma, right, now it's Betzi Parnov, right, as soon as the pig got halfway up the wall, so then he stuck out its feet, and his does there, it's Yisrael V'Armim Menas Parsa, and it's Yisrael shook. There's some sort of earthquake, and also Shah Amra. At that point, they said, "Arur Adam she yagdal chazirim, v'arur Adam she ilmad livno chachos yivanis." Right? Can't, you know, cursed be somebody who raises pigs, and right? Cursed be someone who teaches their sons, right? Chachma yivanis. Well, also Shanash, and that year Shaninu they taught Maisa uba Omer migagog tzrifim. Right? It happened to be that the Omer, the korban Omer, was brought from this place, gagog tzrifim, u'shtei lechem bikas ein socher. And they brought the Shtei Lechem from Ein Socher. That was farther away from Yerushalayim. Normally, he has to be close to Yerushalayim, but that was farther away from Yerushalayim. Okay, fine. Meaning, implying that they didn't, pashtas they probably didn't have, right? Any bread closer to that. So Gemara says, one second, Ainis, really true, you can't really be Malama your son, you can't teach him Greek, you know, Chachon Sivanis. Fa'amar Rebbe, right? Didn't Rebbe say, Beretz Yisrael Lashon Sursi Lama, right? Why is the Lashon Sursi, right, in Eretz Yisrael, right? Ela I Lashon HaKodesh, I Lashon Sivanis, meaning the only two options for a person in Eretz Yisrael are to speak Hebrew or Greek. Fa'amar Rebbe Yosef, Bavel Lashon Arami Lama, why, and Rebbe Yosef also said, why are they speaking Aramaic in Bavel? El Lashon Kodesh, El Lashon Parsi, either speak Persian or speak Hebrew. So clearly Greek was better than this Sursi language. So Lashon Yevanis Lachud, Chachmas Yevanis Lachud. The Gemara just answers, yeah, you could speak Greek, but know how to talk to the Greeks, right? To have to be schooled in their wisdom and their Chachma and their culture, right? That's very different. I have a Chachmas Yevanis Miasira. Well, one second, is it really, really different? It's really Osir. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Mishum Gamliel. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "Eini olah nafshi mikol benos iri"? My eye is more ugly than all the children in the city, all the girls in the city. So elif yiladim hayu beis abba, right? Chamesh meos lamed Torah, vechamesh meos lamed chachmas yivanis. There were 1,000 people, right? 1,000 people, 500 learn Torah, 500 learn chachmas yivanis. For lo nishtayer mehem ela ani kan uben achi abba abasya, and no one is left except for me, right? And Asya, meaning Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, meaning that father, Ben Achi, the son of my, Ben Achi Abba, my father's brother, I guess that's probably my cousin, in Asya. Right? So meaning that, so apparently, clearly Rabbi Gamliel, again, he was bemoaning the fact that those people had been lost, but basically, all those people had been killed. But you see that Rabbi Gamliel and his brother were teaching Chachma Yevanis. It says Shani Shal Beis Rami Gamliel, right, the Krovin Lamalchus Havu. Yeah, they needed that because they had to converse with the government. So you needed to have all these emissaries that were teaching them, right, how to, you know, talk to Greek people, then the king, etc. So that's why it was necessary. The Tanya is willing to break them. Misaper Kumi, Misaper Kumi, to take this haircut. This type of Greek haircut, that's like the Darkei Amori, that's the way of the Amori, and it's Osir. But Avtolos Ben Ruben, he threw this upper Komi, Shukarav Malchus. But this guy, Avtolos Ben Ruben, right, he had it, because he had to go to Greece and Athens and talk to the Goyim and talk to the Greeks. Shalbeish Ram Gamliel, he threw Lehem Chachma Yevanis, and again, this is our point, that they learned Greek Chachma Yevanis in Ram Gamliel's, I guess, Beis Medrash, Mepnei Shukarav Malchus, because they also had to go deal with the Greeks and the government. Okay, but Pumos Achron Gazer Shlo takes a Kalav Apirion. We said my time was the reason. Mishum Tzniusa. Right? We wanted to be more Tznius, right? Then it wasn't so Tznius to parade the bride throughout the city. Mishameis Rabbi Yochanan Batla Chachma. Rabbi Yochanan died. There was no more Chachma. Tanur Rabbanon. Mishameis Rabbi Elazar Nignas Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was put in Gzera, meaning that. It means that it's talking about Rabbi Lezer, that he was like a walking Sefer Torah. Mishameis Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua died, so Batla Itza Machshava, there was no Itza, there was no advice, there was no Machshava, there was no ability to think about it, and analytically and critically. Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel, Batlu Zroe Torah, right, the Zroa of the Torah, the strength of the Torah, Rabbi Kiva's ability to analyze was lost. Nistatmu Mainos Achachma, and literally means the wellsprings of Chachma. Nistatmu got plugged up. Mishameis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Batlu Ataros Chachma, the crowns of Chachma was lost after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Shataz Chachamim Ashram, okay, because that's a pasuk. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Batlu Anshe Maisa. Mishameis Abba Yossi bar Katnusa, Batlu Chasidim. Falamanik Rishmo Abba Yossi ben Katnusa, Shahaya Mektani Chasidim. Okay, we had this written in the Mishnah. Mishameis ben Azariah, Batlu Ashakdanim. Those are the people who used to sit in all the time in the Beis Medrash. Mishameis ben Zoma, Batlo Darshanim. Mishameis Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Allah Govai v'Rabu Saros. Mishameis Rabbi, meaning when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel died, there was a plague. But really, there was a locust, a plague of locusts. And there was a lot of Saros. Mishameis Rabbi, when Rabbi died, so then Huchpulu Saros, really even more Saros. Mishameis Rabbi, Batlo Avon Anava V'Yeres Chait. Right, the Gemara just ends off. Right, when Rebbe died, that was the end of humility. So Amar Rav Yosef Latana, Rav Yosef said to Atana, again, that was a guy who was trying to study these the Gemara and the Mishnayos, Lo titne anava, right, the Ika Ana, meaning strike that from the Mishnah. Get rid of anava, that there was no more humility. Why? Because the Ika Ana, because it was me, because I was humble. Right? Now, that's a little bit weird, obviously. But again, it's not necessarily... Right, a humility that we think is not the thing that you're nothing is really more accurate to say that humility is knowing your place, but really realizing where your kochos and your ability your ability comes from. Okay, fine. I'm related to Nachman. The Tana, so too, Rav Nachman said to the Tana, Lo tizni yiras chait, right? Don't say that in the Mishnah, because the Ika'ana, because, and we'll finish that, we'll leave that for the Siyam, just, but I guess we kind of finished it either way, but okay, fine. Hadronalach, Eglarufa, Uslikala, Meseches, Sota, Mazel Tov, everybody, and Mitzvah will be Zocha to start Meseches Gittin tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.